requirements for proposed structures, section 115.5 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located east of Flower Lane and south of Greenbrier Way within the Greenbrier. The 911 address is 4414 Greenbrier in Seaford. The zoning district is AR1, the tax parcel district 531, map 11, parcel 109. The applicant is seeking 23.9-foot variance from the 60-foot front yard setback requirement, a 25.7-foot variance from the 60-foot front back requirement, and an 18.3-foot variance from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed pole building. We have received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, one mail return.
Is the applicant present? May come forward, and Mr. Sharp will swear you in, sir.
Good evening. Can you hit the button on the microphone there? There we go. Can you state your name and address?
Steve Bailey, 4414 Greenbrier Way, Seaford, Delaware, 173.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening. You may present your case.
So this is a case where my wife and I bought property in 2006 with the intentions of putting in a pool and a pole building as sort of an outbuilding to be able to have a bathroom and extra store, things like that. It wasn't until we actually ground that we realized 16 years later we needed to take a look at the set because we didn't think that our backyard would be considered a yard. So in this case, the pool's on ground. We've already bought the materials for the pole building, but I told everyone to stop until we had this worked out and decide whether or not we would be able to move forward. So it's my hope that you guys will allow me to proceed with building the pole building. It's a 24 by 48 pole building with a 12-2. We've built it the best place that we can, given the placement of the home and of the drain field and the placement of the pool. This is about a place we could put it. So, and you know, when the development was the house could have been placed in either direction. So I understand the need of 60-foot setbacks in both directions, both on Greenbrier and Mayflower Lane. But it's my hope that we can relax that restriction since it's now my backyard. We have gone through the neighborhood. We've approached every we've got. I think I submitted, although I didn't hear it mentioned, a list of every signature from every neighbor that we've got saying that they're really fine with it. Several of them wanted to come tonight, but I told them there was no need. I didn't bother people or have people come. I based on either I'm going to get it or I'm not. So
I do have a petition, I believe, that was signed by some neighbors. It's in the record.
Is that there?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Sorry, apologize.
So that's, hopefully you have questions that I can answer because I don't know what more to say than that.
I'm sure we will. So is there a homeowner association?
There is.
And have you got their approval?
Yes, the HOA did. The ARB has approved it. And they were interested and shocked that we had a setback restriction that was not allowing it. I have actually, I don't know if I did this or not, but I have the ARB approval request.
Okay. If you would like to give that to us, you can give it to Ms. Norwood.
We have 25 signatures of support on his petition.
Mr. Warple?
Sure, I can get us started. A couple of questions.
Good.
I see where it's noted, sir, on your survey, septic tanks on the left side over by your driveway.
Correct.
And then this long, skinny drain field on the right side of your property. Are those part of the same system?
Yes. So I'm not sure why they did it the way they did it, but given the length of the drain field, that was the only place that we could put the drain field. And they opted to put the septic tanks on the opposite side with one long line going from the tanks over to the drain field. And we told them when we built the house, route those pipes wide because we didn't want the pool to be sitting on top of them. So as I understand it right now, the septic pipes will be going from the septic tanks under the lean-to and over to the drain field. The pool's already in place and we didn't hit the pipes.
Okay. So I noticed that you're proposing 10 feet off of the drain field.
Yes.
I presume that's because of DENREC regulations.
Yes.
For your septic tank. Do DENREC regulations allow you to build a lean-to over top of that pipe?
They do not.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Over the pipe.
Over the pipe that connects your tanks to the drain field?
I have not heard anything to that effect.
Okay.
Everyone I've talked to has said that that's not an issue. They said the pipe doesn't go bad.
It doesn't seem to be an issue. I'm just curious because it's an unusual situation.
Yeah.
Did you locate the house on this property?
Yes.
And the pool?
Yes.
Okay, so when you purchased the property, it was not developed at all?
It was a blank piece of land, yes, sir.
Okay. And...
But we pushed the house, if you could tell from the picture, we pushed the house as far up into the property as we could. Given the fact that it's a corner lot, we didn't have a lot of space to work with.
Yeah, I see that. Do you have a well?
Yes, that's in the front yard.
Okay.
I don't think that's marked on here.
It's not, no. Do you have anything else, like buried propane tanks or anything
there
else?
There is a buried propane tank on the, I don't know how to describe it, but on the side, yeah, where, move your arrow down a little bit more. Somewhere in that area, there's a buried propane tank.
Okay, to the right of your...
Yeah, it's on the right-hand side.
Your house, okay. And you've got 60-foot setbacks on, what is it? Practically speaking, four sides of your three sides, I
correct.
Suppose. If you would count, I mean, I'm sort of counting the cul-de-sac as like one side.
Right.
And Greenbrier as a side. It wraps around.
In fact, if you follow that setback line, they don't have it on here. I have the complete development. But if you follow that setback curve, my neighbor, Lot 25, actually has front yard definitions in his little corner back there. Because it literally wraps around the entire road.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It kind of curves across the corner of the back of his lot.
Yep. So he has technically front yard setbacks there as well.
That is interesting. It looks like from the plot plan that your property is similar in size to all of your neighbors. Is that correct?
They're all about 1 acre, yeah, give or take. 3/4 to 1 acre.
But yours is the only one that has a 60-foot setback wrapping around like this. Is that... correct? I don't see any others that do.
There's a lot 33, 38, and 26. They're the only ones that this really affects other than me.
38 and which one?
38, 26, and 32.
And 26?
I think it's 26.
27. 27 is a corner, right? Correct? You mean that it's
I'm
a corner?
I'm talking about the inside corner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That those are corners, but even they don't seem to go as wrap around as much as yours does.
No,
is that
no,
correct?
They don't.
Okay, so this is a very unique situation. I don't think I have any other questions. That'll be all.
I see here that you have a 10-foot drainage utility easement, and then I see there's a solid black line, and then there's another line after that, and then there's Greenbrier Way. Do you have a get estimate as to what the distance is between those two? Like how far is that?
Where are you talking, sir?
Okay. If you're looking at that screen,
right.
that dotted line right there.
Where her arrow is?
Where her arrow is. That's a 10-foot easement, utility / drainage easement. So once you pick up that dark line and you go over to the lighter line, is that where the road begins, or is that another buffer?
I'm going to answer you this way. I think that's where the road begins. I've had other people tell me, no, that dark line is the center of the road, and I'm like, I don't believe that's true, because if that's the case, because if you notice at the driveway kind of tapers out, and that's what our driveway does, where it touches the road. So I'm going to say, again, trying to be truthful, that I believe that edge is the road.
So that you're talking about the edge where your driveway comes out to?
Right, I'm talking about that black line that's going around there. That should be the dip of the culvert, as far as I'm aware.
Okay, so do you know what, did you have even an estimate as to what that would be, that part from the dark line to the lighter dark line where your driveway is? Would you have an estimate as to what the distance is there?
I would guess maybe 5 feet. I don't think it's that much.
I'm trying to look at this in total up in my head, what you have to the cul-de-sac. And you're looking at, like, if you're thinking 15 feet, you're probably a little bit over 50 feet on both
sides
from the actual edge of the road.
Yeah, I got out there with my, you know, my lack of skills and a big old tape measure, and I measured from the actual road to the corner of the building, and it was like 50 feet and change. But then other people smarter than me, surveyors, came in and said, no, this is where you're actually at based on setbacks. I'm like, I just go based from where the road is
but
to the corner.
Yeah, but from sight of the road, that's,
right.
that's about correct
it's,
what
it's,
I'm thinking.
It's north of 50 feet.
If that cul-de-sac obviously wasn't there, you would probably need less of a variance or maybe not a variance at all. Would that be a correct statement?
I mean, you know, if you take that side, if you take that side yard setback and draw it straight back, ignoring the curve, I think we'd still need some kind of a variance.
Yeah, but it would be less.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think so.
Okay. Thank you.
The pole building. Will you have a drive or an access from that cul-de-sac or from that road?
No.
Okay.
I will have a garage door, but it'll be just to store like my lawnmower and things like that. It will not be. Will not house a car or anything like that.
Gotcha.
No steps heading
out. No. Okay. All graded at ground level.
Mr. Sharp? Ms. Norwood, just taking a look at this site plan a little more closely. I think you had indicated it's a 23.9, a 25.7, an 18.3 foot variance needed for that pole building. I'm wondering if that number is actually 10 feet less, because when I'm looking at the plan here, it shows 34.3 feet from the pole building to the utility easement line. So it looks like that may be a lesser variance than we were looking. So if my numbers are right, that would probably be a 13.9, a 15.7, and I know you've, I think you had said there's another 18.3. I'm guessing that's from, did you measure that one out off of?
I think we I spoke to the applicant about what that exactly meant.
I can speak to that.
It was hard to determine. You can tell me that.
Yeah, I can speak to that. That was, so you see where the curve part of the setback meets the straight part of the setback. If you follow that tangent out to the left, it's 18.3 from the corner of the building to the where that curve starts. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
That's what that 18.3 was supposed to represent.
All right, I just want to make sure we had the right size variances that we needed.
I just padded the number in case. What I don't want to do is I don't want to put this pole building in and say, oh, you're 6 inches off. I'm like, let me just ask for this, but I know you need the minimum required, but.
Yeah, I think the only thing I'd wonder about is the corner of that pole building. We've got it kind of pinned in the two locations kind of off the cul-de-sac. I mean, we've kind of the closest locations there, but we don't necessarily have it from the Greenbrier Way that isn't the cul-de-sac. I don't know if that's closer to or not than that, because there's that kind of bump out where it curves out on the cul-de-sac. But if you were to go,
if you were to go straight out.
Yeah, if you were to go like to here, I don't know if that's closer or not. My guess is it's probably not, but I don't know if there's a closer point to that point than just this one right here, if that makes sense.
No, I see what you're saying.
That's an arithmetic thing for Ms. Norwood or perhaps Mr. Warfel. Somebody that doesn't.
It looks like it should be reasonably equidistant, don't you think?
Yeah,
because it looks like it'd be a triangle.
It looks like it would be close, but I don't know that for sure. So that's why I just want to make sure we're clear on that. And, you know, obviously we want to make sure we have that right. The other thing I did just wanted to ask, was there any, is there a reason why this couldn't be pushed back? Or do you have a setback from that drain field that you needed to respect?
Push back where, towards the curve?
To lot 25. So, like, if you were to move
it. Yeah, you can't move it closer to the drain field than 10 feet.
Okay, so that's as close as you can get.
That's a dead wreck thing.
Okay. Did you look at a smaller pole building? Would that have suited your needs, or why has it got to be this size?
It's a great question. I was hoping I wouldn't have to answer. The only answer I can give you is, at the time, it was the size that I needed. I could probably do with a shorter one, but now that the materials have been ordered, I'm hoping, let's just ask for what I can get. and settle for what I ask for what I want and settle for what I can get. It just means I'll have to lose money on some of the materials that have already been ordered. I could go to, like, I have to go on 8-foot centers for the pole building, so I could go to 40. But, you know, again, if I have to do a 24 by 40 to appease, then I'll do that. But I would rather just say, you know, given the property shapes.
I don't know that.
I can't go lower than 40 for what I need, though.
It might help, but I don't know that it would make a huge difference because the depth of it is kind of the bigger issue than.
Yeah, and that's the trusses have already been cut. So yeah. To do that, I'd have to basically scrap it and start over.
And then looking at it, I just want to make sure I'm clear because you had mentioned there's some piping going from the septic tanks to the drain field, and that the piping is going to go kind of underneath where the proposed lean-to is. And I'm guessing because of the location of those pipes, that's why you couldn't just move the pole building closer to the pool.
Well, if you actually saw where the stakes are, the pole building is close as it can get to the pool right now. We actually had to move the pool. Once the survey was done, we had to literally pick the pool up out of the ground and move it because it was too close to the lean-to. So we've actually shifted the pool about 8 feet towards the right-hand side of the building now to try and accommodate some extra space.
Okay, so this survey does not accurately show where the pool is, or this is after you've already.
The surveyor was tasked with putting in the location of the pole building. He was not tasked with documenting the location of the pool. So the pool is an approximation of where the pool is. I can't give you the specifics without doing another survey.
Okay. All right, it just says placement survey, so that's why I was. Usually when something's proposed, they have proposed, like we do with the other two, we have pool area, so I would assume that that's where the pool was located.
That's approximately where it is. I can't give you the exact specific location of the pool. And it's actually not even a square pool. It's a kidney-shaped pool, so.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
I do actually have a couple more questions.
Okay.
Now. So you do have the building staked off, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Have you dug footers yet?
No, we have done nothing.
Okay. So you just staked it off?
Right.
And this is an in-ground pool?
Yes.
So did you stake it off and then move the in-ground pool?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a royal pain.
Sounds like it, yeah. I can't imagine.
It was not a pleasant time. I mean, what was happening was we had guessed where the pole building was, and I said with everything going on and setbacks and having to come here, I was done guessing. I wanted a surveyor to come out. So the surveyor came out, staked out where the pole building was going, and then my pool guy came and said, well, we've got to move the pool. So he literally had to pick the pool up out of the ground.
If the location of the building was not determined by the pool, how was it determined where to put that pole building? How did the surveyor decide? I'm assuming the surveyor staked it off, right?
The surveyor staked it off. And okay. The surveyor had, what I did was I told the surveyor, I have a 24 by 48 pole building. Find me the best place to put it that is compliant with DENREC and setbacks and everything like that. So the surveyor decided this is where the pool or the building needs to go.
I'm kind of presuming, you mentioned based off of DENREC, I'm kind of presuming that the 10 feet from the septic tanks and 10 feet from the drain field determined where your pole building went.
Correct. Well, okay. There was no requirement for the setbacks for the septic tanks. It was only for the drain field.
My understanding is there should have been 10 feet off the septic tanks. And that's kind of based off of just glancing at the survey. That kind of appears to be what he did.
It may be. It may be. That wasn't something that I had discussed with him.
Yeah, okay. So you relied on the surveyor's professional expertise
yes.
to determine how close he could get it. He got
yes.
it in as close as he could, and then you moved the pool.
And then we moved the pool as a result of what he did.
Which shows to me that you've gone through a lot of effort to get this as close to compliance as you can.
More than you would possibly know.
Okay. All right, that's good to know.
I mean, I literally stopped everyone in the tracks. I'm like, we have to resolve this. We're not guessing. We're not going to say, no one's going to say anything. I'm like, no, we're going to fix it.
And at the time you ordered the material for a 48-foot long building, at that time, that was the size you believed you needed?
Correct.
Okay.
And you also have to remember, it had been 16 years since I had looked at this survey. I didn't even think about the fact that I would have a 60-foot setback in my backyard.
It is a unique situation, that's for sure. Okay, that's all I got. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Unless unless you have any questions. You haven't asked any.
No, I got mine out in the beginning.
Okay.
So you may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12971 for Mr. Stephen Bailey and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12971 for Mr. Steve Bailey. I believe he has met all the criteria required to grant a variance. I do believe the property has unique physical conditions due to the cul-de-sac. It does kind of narrow his window a little bit. I believe the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant due to that shape. I don't believe this will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I do believe the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Warfel.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
And aye too. So the vote of 4-0, sir, your case is approved.